Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The press is on. The press is on.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Brother Daniel. I want to come on up here and obey the Lord. City, whatever he feels like. I told him that earlier. He asked me what he always does. I didn't come to preach.
All right.
You had him open this up?
One of them anyway.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Good point.
Praise the Lord. Praise
God bless.
Where'd he go?
Man, it's going to be worth it, ain't it?
Yes, it will.
It's going to be worth it all. Praise the Lord.
Power It's gonna touch me by the power of a Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad for Jesus tonight, ain't you?
Yes.
I'm glad for the cross.
Yeah.
I'm glad for the blood.
Come on.
I'm glad for the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I'm glad for sanctification.
Yeah.
I'm glad for the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise God. All this is good.
Glory.
Good. And very good.
Jesus.
And to know that He's going to touch us again.
Yeah.
And know He's going to move again.
Yeah.
I'm glad He just don't move one time.
Right.
I'm glad it's just not a one-time experience.
Yeah.
You know, I go down an altar and I get saved and that's the end of it. Because, Brother Jason, there's so much more.
You're right.
There's so much more. Amen. They would tell me as a child growing up, amen, there's so much more. Them old-timers would get up and say, thank God I'm saved. I'm sanctified and I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You know what they tell me? There's more.
That's right.
Yes. So when I went to the altar and I got saved,
come on,
I already knew there's more.
Woo-hoo.
Some people don't know there's more.
Yes.
Some people don't know there's a more excellent way.
Right.
Some people don't know there's a more perfect way. Haman and Apollos had not been for Aquila and Priscilla, took them aside. Amen, what would have happened? But you know what? He was a preacher and he was fervent in the scripture. But I tell you, he liked some things. But I'm telling you, with time, they got done with him. Praise God. I tell you, he preached more fervently than he ever preached before. I said, I'm going to tell you tonight, Good Shepherd, he's going to touch you again. He's going to move again. He's going to touch. Not that I got healed, but I tell you, I've been healed since then.
Yes.
Thank God.
I've been healed multiple times.
Yep.
I have a touch of God this year. How about you?
Yeah.
Y'all remember, I was down on my back.
Yeah.
Couldn't hardly go. I was in severe pain. I didn't keep tight. Track of it, but I know what it's a good while, Brother Tommy.
That was.
You see, when I was 14, God healed me of scoliosis and slipped disc, and He healed me. And have you had back pain since? Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
But I've had God to touch me again, too.
Again.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi said, I'm the Lord, and I change not. Let me tell you, God's not bankrupt. He's got all power that we need tonight. He's got all power in heaven and earth. Everything we need is in Him. Praise God. That means if I went back yesterday, I can go back today. Amen. If I went back last week, I can go tonight and get a breakthrough and get a healing. And get delivered, because that's my God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah.
In the book of Mark, chapter 8.
Oh, yes.
In Mark, chapter 8, 22. It tells us he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand, let him out of the town.
Yeah.
When he spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him.
Yeah.
And he asked if he saw aught. Do you see anything?
Yeah.
Come on.
He looked up and said, I see men as trees walking.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Now, he went from completely blind to seeing something.
Yeah.
I told him a long time ago, Brother Tommy. I said, if he can heal a blind man, he can heal a man that's all half blind. Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Like that preacher's wife. I saw her get prayer, and she threw her glasses and stomped them in the ground.
Thank you, Lord.
She said, I'm claiming my healing. Well, she must have had insurance. Because a couple months later, there she was with a new pair of glasses. Woo! Praise the Lord. I'm telling you what, when God does it, He does it right, folks.
Amen.
When God heals, He heals right.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Wow.
I know sometimes you say, I just ain't got it yet, preacher. I felt the touch of God. I felt God's hand on me. Hey, man, I feel better. But I tell you, God wants us to do more than You know what America? You know what the difference of a miracle and a healing is? Amen. Healing, amen, is gradual. A miracle is instantaneous. Instantly it happens. Not that I've seen miracles, but I've seen healings. I've had a healing in my body myself. I felt God, but I wasn't 100%. Amen. Just there yet, Brother Tommy. Yeah. But I have felt the touch of God again.
Yeah.
Again.
When he looked up and saw men as trees walking.
Men as trees.
After he put his hands again.
Thank you, Lord.
Upon his eyes.
Yes.
And made him look up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
He was restored.
Yes.
And saw every man clearly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And he sent him away to his house. Said, neither go to the town, nor tell to any in the town. I want to preach tonight on he'll touch you again.
Come on.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll touch you again.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe there's some in this house, and maybe you felt the power of God. And you may question, but I want to settle this question in your mind. Yes, the hand of God has touched you. Yes, the hand of God has moved on you. Amen. You just ain't there yet, but you're on your way. Amen. He don't do a halfway job. Sometimes we go through the process, and it's called healing. Amen. It don't mean that God ain't going to heal us. It means there's a walk of faith and not by sight. It means there's a walk, amen, that you got to walk even though you're trying to believe God. You're trying, beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers.
Right.
Your question.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I felt it. I testified to it. And I still ain't got this exact same thing, but I got some of the symptoms, but that it's getting better.
Come on.
Yeah. It's getting better.
Yes, Lord.
Come on now.
Yes.
You're not going to succumb to this, are you?
Come on now.
As your faith is, so be it unto you. You're not going to allow this little prolonged thing, amen, to just deteriorate you. You're not going to allow this little lapse of time, are you, amen, to just say, well, God didn't touch me, because that's exactly what the devil wants, amen, you to think. But faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and our empty utters obtained a good report. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm telling you, he's going to touch you again.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord.
Jesus touched him.
Yeah.
Look at the scripture. He not only touched the man, but he took him by the hand.
Took him by the hand.
And he touched his eyes. And the man could see light and people and movement, but his eyesight wasn't perfect.
Come on, right.
Things was not clear.
That's right.
Right now we're looking through a glass darkly.
Right.
I can't see it perfect just yet, but I'm getting ready to. Come on now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm telling you, listen, sort of like me and you that wear glasses without glasses. Hey, man, we can see a figure. We can see a blur. We can see something. Hey, man, but I tell you, it's still a whole lot better than the darkness. Hey, man, it's still a lot better than the blindness. But in that touch, Jesus gave the man a glimpse of possibility. Hey, man, a glimpse of hope. A glimpse of how much better life is going to be. Hey, man, the man wanted more. And that's what it's sometimes designed for. That you want more and more. He wanted to be touched again. He wanted a second touch. He wanted more. And Jesus touched him again. And in that second touch, the man who had been broken by blindness was healed. Amen. I tell you, whole and complete, his future and his life was given back to him.
Yeah.
Yes.
With that second touch.
Second touch.
Woo.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
That second touch.
Yeah.
You may have been touched by the Lord. Amen. But still, you can't see clearly.
Come on,
it's now. A lot better, preacher. I pray for a lot of people. Brother Jason, and I said, how you feel? Well, I feel a lot better. I said, can we pray again?
Come on.
Amen. Next thing you know, they're testifying, Brother Tony, I'm healed.
Yes.
I'm healed. Praise God.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a second prayer. Sometimes, I'm telling you, you all pray for me for a couple weeks. Amen. I don't know. Amen. But I know one night, the Lord touched me. The Lord moved on me. I know, praise God. I felt His touch when you, the first time you prayed. But the second time, I felt Him. But I'm telling you that one night, amen. I thought, Lord, I'm walking in pain, and I'm going to just walk on in Jesus' name, and I'm going to believe you, and I'm going to trust you.
Bless you, Lord.
Right. Yeah.
We had a little brother that was skin cancer, kept coming back on him. And it got down, they'd remove it and come back. He'd remove it and come back. And I was praying one day, and the Lord said, go to his house. I said, okay, God. You know, I didn't call to see if he's home, but I just need to go there. And the Lord said, go. He knows if he's home or not. Amen. I said, he knows.
Yes, he does.
But Tommy, I went in there, and I got to talk to him about healing. I got to talk to him about the word of the Lord. And I said, brother, the Lord told me to come here and pray for you.
Yes.
And before I do, I got a scripture for you.
Come on.
He sobbed and cried. Nahum 1:9. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make it utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I said, it ain't coming back. God told me to tell you it ain't coming back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
You know what happened? He didn't come back.
He disappeared.
He disappeared. God touched him. God touched him. Oh, my. Many of us, we've been so close to the hem of his garment. Amen. But some distraction, some disappointment, some hindrance. We're like that man that laid at that pool of Bethesda. Hey, man, said, I don't have nobody to put me in. And every time I try to get there, somebody jumps in front of me. Hey, man, and all this, but Jesus looked at him and said, wilt thou be made whole? Oh, I would to God the whole of this church would get a hold of it again. Praise God, because the days of miracles and the days of healing is not over.
Right?
Folks, I'm telling you, we believe God for a headache, but can we believe him for cancer? Can we believe him for tumors? Can we believe him, amen, when the body says, you're eating up with it? But God said, who a believer report, and the who is the arm of the Lord revealed. I tell you, church, there's something about it. Praise God, when he touches you,
yes, Lord,
he's going to touch you again.
Woo!
I said, he's going to touch you again. Amen. What we need in this house is another touch and another dose of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
Yes. He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
He's going to touch me in this hour. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've seen the hand of God. I've seen the miracle-working power of God. Amen. In Mark 1, he touched a leper. Amen. I tell you, come to that leper. There come a leper to him. Amen. Beseeching him and kneeling down to him. And said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion and put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will be thou clean.
Yeah. I will. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Soon as he spoke, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Come on, man. He's going to touch you again. He's going to touch you again. He ain't done. It's not over. Amen. I'm telling you, the world, the devil, and the flesh, they put a death sentence on you. But Jesus said, you're going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I've seen him move in preachers' lives. Amen. When they gave up and was given up, all of a sudden, the Lord come and spoke and said, you're not going to die, but you're going to live. And you're going to declare the works of the Lord.
Right.
Praise God. I would that somebody would say, Lord, touch me again. Touch me again. He ain't afraid to lay hands on anything. He ain't afraid to lay hands on a COVID patient. He ain't afraid come on to shake hands with him. I'm telling you, praise God. Some of us, amen, we know when that hit, we just get out to get spray bottles. Amen. Start praying and don't know. We're going to sing a long distant prayer. But I'm telling you, you believe it or not, they've been diagnosed with it. I hadn't had it. Amen. They was needing prayer, and I laid hands on them anyhow. You say that's not wisdom. I'm going to tell you, there's a difference between wisdom and the power of God. Amen. When the Holy Ghost takes over, when the Spirit of God moves, it don't matter no more. Praise God. That little baby that had that fever, praise God, we took it up in our hands, and we said, God, would you touch this baby? Would you heal this baby? It's been sick. And Brother Tommy, let me tell you, before church was over, it was up playing, it was up jumping, it was up happy. Why? Because the Lord touched it.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. The Lord touched it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This poor man was kneeling down before Jesus. Through the compassion of Jesus, his condition had made him an outcast from society and even his own family. He'd been cut off from his friends. Amen. He's very alone. And maybe some of you, amen, understand, amen, what this is all about. You feel isolated. You feel separated. Amen. Your heart's broken and you feel lonely. I'm telling you, the first time Jesus laid hands on this man, he wasn't completely healed. He had partial restoration. Amen. See, only, amen, it was only after Jesus laid his hand on him the second time that he had clear vision.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
The only case here of gradual healing, the only one we have recorded in the ministry of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank God he's not done with us. God is not done with you.
Right.
Amen. You are a work in progress. God has far better plans in store for you than you can imagine.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
If you remember being touched by God, maybe years ago, but you feel you let God down. You feel like you failed as being a Christian. God is not done yet.
Thank you, Lord.
As long as you're willing, you are a worker of God in progress.
Right.
He'll touch you again.
Yes, sir.
He'll touch you.
You can't see it now. You can't see clearly now.
Oh, God.
You can't see what God's planned. Amen. You can't see what God's put out before you. But if you'll let him touch you again, he will restore.
Praise God. Yes. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Phew. Holy.
I felt him as a child. I felt him at 8 years old before I ever got saved at 14. I felt the Lord. But when I got saved, I really felt him.
Yes, sir.
I felt his sin lift off from it. And since then, has your joy always been up here? There's been times at church I couldn't even see it. I was so far down. Blinded by my circumstance. Blinded by the things That was before me. All I can see is what I'm walking through and what I'm going through. But I held on.
That's right. Right.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
Maybe you let go. But I'm going to tell you something. He's going to touch you again. Psalms 51 and 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Do you know what the word restore means? To bring back into existence.
Right.
To bring back to a former or original or normal condition. To put back in a former place or to a former position, a rank, to get back, to return to an original or former condition. God wants to touch you again. God wants to restore. Amen. What you felt as a child, what you felt as a teenager, what you experienced then, I want you to know, amen, you can still experience it tonight. God still has a touch, and God still has to move. That callings and gifts of God are without repentance. God has it. If you'll just get to where He's at and let Him touch you.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord. Ooh. Holy, 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 holy.
Lord, would you do it?
Yes.
People that are hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, hurt, sometimes has a way of withdrawing away from everybody.
Yep.
The ones that want to help them. The ones that want to love them.
Yes.
The ones that want to pat them on the back. Amen. They can't reach them. They can't get to them.
Come on.
Amen. That's just like God.
Yeah.
What He wants to do is take you in His arms.
Yes.
Amen. His everlasting arms. He wants to help you. He wants to pull you back in. He wants to touch your body. I'm telling you, God is a restorer of life. God is a restorer of power.
Yes.
Micah 7:19. He'll turn again. He'll have compassion upon us. He'll subdue our iniquity. And that will cast all their sins in the depths of the sea. Oh, God's got a way to do it. But you got to let Him touch you. God's got a way to restore. Amen, Joel 2:25. I'll restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. My great army, which I sent among you, a divine touch. It's a heavenly touch. It's a touch of power. It's a transforming touch. It's a touch that produces a change and is different from any ordinary touch.
Right.
Yes.
God,
yeah.
In order for God to touch you, you got to get where God's at.
Right.
That's it.
He's right here.
Thank you,
Jesus. Brother Jason, He's right here.
Right.
He's right here, Good Shepherd, holding this church. Yeah. He's right here in this house.
Come on.
You got to quit your running. You got to quit your hiding. You got to quit making excuses. You got to quit putting things or allowing things before you and God. You got to quit putting people and things and places between you and God. You got to allow God to reach you, and you got to allow God to touch you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Romans 2:21. But to Israel He saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands to a righteous and a holy people? No. To a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Think of that.
You may feel like you're unworthy for God to touch.
Come on.
You may feel like you're unworthy of God's mercy. You may feel like you're unworthy of God's love. You may feel like you're unworthy of God's grace. But I want you to know He's calling for you. He's stretching forth His hand, saying, whosoever will, let him come.
Right,
come.
I've got my hands outstretched.
Yeah.
We feel like sometimes in order to get, well, let's just deal with salvation first. We got to beg God and plead. We just got to come to Him.
That's it.
Come. Believe.
We feel like we got to plead and beg to be sanctified, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We just got to believe God. We got to have faith.
Right.
We feel like we got to, oh, there's just something about it. If I don't fast 40 days, I'm not going to get healed. Come on now. But I'm telling you what, he's stretching forth his hand to sick people. He's stretching forth his hand to the lost. He's stretching forth his hand to the people saying, come unto me.
Yes, he is.
I'll touch you. I'll help you. We had camp about 4 or 5 years ago. And the Lord was moving in a mighty way. The power of God was falling all over that campground. People was being slayed, healed, delivered. Devils was casting out. I'm talking about a move of God. And this old young man, amen, tattered by sin. I mean, he looked like a caveman. He come up there, Brother Tommy, and he said, would you pray for me? Would you all allow me to come? And I said, well, we won't turn nobody away. Brother, the power of God transformed his life.
Thank you, Lord.
He reminded me of Legion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Legion had to get where Jesus was at.
That's it.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter what it looked like. Didn't matter what his background was. Didn't matter where he'd been. All that matters is where he's headed. And he's headed toward Jesus. Brother Ronnie, I'm telling you, praise God, he wasn't, amen, out of reach and distance. Amen. When God reached for him, he pulled him. Praise God, I tell you, he can pull from the guttermost to the uttermost. He can pull the wretched. He can pull the blind. He can pull the naked. He can pull those that are bound or possessed. He's got the power.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch us again, Lord. Touch us again.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch us again. Oh, my. All day long have I stretched forth my hands. Proverbs 1:24, because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand. No man regarded, you said at nod on all my counsel, and would not my reproof. I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your desolation cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Listen, I'm telling you, when he stretches forth your hand, you better take the bid. You better take it, folks. Amen. He said, I stretch forth my hand. Thank God for an outstretched hand.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 26:8, the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs and wonders.
Thank you, Lord.
He hath brought us into this place and given us this land, even the land that floweth with milk and honey. Do it again, Lord. Do it again.
Right.
Had a preacher pull over today. He said, Brother Daniel, would you tell that story again about how that one in your congregation got healed of them brain tumors? He said, I want to get it right, so I want to tell it.
Come on. Yes.
And I began to tell how the Lord healed Connie. Brought up in an alcoholic home, wasn't allowed to go to church, and how that without treatment, the Lord healed her cancer in her stomach, several areas of her body. Amen. But how that they done that surgery, she got saved right before that surgery, Brother Jason. But I'll never forget. Amen. She still had 4 brain tumors. They couldn't touch it with chemo, radiation, nothing like that. Can't do nothing with it. We're just moving this one. It's causing the seizures, the migraines. And then, one night in the service, when the Lord was moving, I laid hands on her, and Connie looked at me and said, you're going to think I'm crazy. But I feel like a great big hand come down out of heaven and come down to my brain and pull something up out of there. And I feel like he's healed me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She said, I'll know this week. I got a doctor's appointment. They're going to do more tests. I said, tell us about it. Praise the Lord. And I was the first one she called.
Thank you, Lord.
And they done them tests. We couldn't find 4 brain tumors. They were gone.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
They said there's a little bit of scar tissue where we removed the largest one.
Thank you, Lord.
It's ongoing. You see, before that, when God healed her with stomach cancer, and I don't know if it was in her esophagus or what, her sinner husband, she walked through the door after church service, and he said, honey, he said, when you walked that door, said, I saw a bright light go through your body. He said, I don't know what God did. He's an unbeliever to this day. She went and she found out that cancer's in her stomach's gone. That cancer in her esophagus is gone. Praise the Lord. They'd only give her a few weeks to live. She lived. Now she had a spot on her lung. I'll tell you what, she lived way past what the doctors ever gave her to live.
Thank you, Lord. For
about 3 or 4 years. God done it.
Yes, he did.
God done it.
Yes.
He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them of the destruction. Praise God. You see, I tell you, God's ways is past finding out.
Amen.
Right.
Have you seen everybody healed that you prayed for? No. You ain't either.
That's right.
I prayed and I fasted for my cousin. He's an automobile accident, and he's in a coma, and I knew he was lost. But Jason, he was a backslider, and I fasted and asked for sure God was going to raise him up there in that hospital at Cabell. This has been almost 20 years ago. He didn't come out of it. They put him in some kind of home. Said he'd be a vegetable. And his mom and dad says, enough's enough. And we ain't going to keep him on life support. They pulled the plug and he died. But what I didn't know, I was in sorrow about it all because I didn't have the faith to see him healed, Brother Tommy. I didn't prophesy he was going to be healed. I was just hoping he'd be healed. My cousin worked at Carter Cave's resort over there. And a woman came in one day talking. They were from another county. She said, me and my daughter, said, we come some time back. Said, the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to send you on a mission. I want you to go. And her daughter said, Mommy, where are we going? She said, I don't know. Gone Route 60. She said, we hit it. Said, where are we going? I don't know. He just said, turn here. And got up there and come up on that accident. And my cousin Alex was alert. He was pinned under that van. And she said, are you saved? He said, no, I'm a backslider. Brother Tommy, we didn't know this after the funeral. And he got saved.
Thank you, Lord.
He called on the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, we don't know sometimes. We don't know. Why don't you touch him, Lord, right then and there? Hey, man, let me tell you something. God's ways is best finding out.
Right.
He'll touch you again.
Come on.
He'll move again.
Amen.
I have felt his hand. I have felt his touch. I have felt the power of the Lord. I've seen it over the years and how he's moved. How he's healed so many people.
Yes.
It's all in Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the Son of God. And maybe tonight, maybe you're thinking, I just don't think he'll touch me. Could you imagine the shape this blind man would have been in had he just walked away just with blurry vision, seeing men as trees? He could have got discouraged. He could have even walked away just satisfied that, hey, I'm able to see a little bit of light. But he stayed right there till Jesus touched him again.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Get me to where Jesus is at.
Holy, holy, holy.
Get me to where the power of the Lord's moving.
Jesus.
And he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again.
Thank you, Lord.
We do it. He's no respecter of persons.
That's right.
I feel the Lord here.
Mm. Yes, yes.
I feel God.
Oh, God.
Surely. Surely. Are you lost? Are you backslid? Have you grown cold to the Lord? Or maybe you're just here
Yeah.
Maybe you're needing God to touch you. I could share 101 testimonies right now on how God's moved. I could tell you confirmation after confirmation of miracles. And it's not done yet.
Right, right.
I don't want to just tell about yesteryears. I want to say, God, done it last week.
Yes, God.
I think I might have told you about the man. I was up there in Ohio. And this is recently that a man had broke his foot. Broke the bottom of it, Brother Jason. Broke it. I mean, just shattered it. And they put a cast on him. And they had x-rays and all to prove it. And they prayed for him. I wasn't there. But I know. I mean, there's several witnesses. But they prayed for him. And he felt the power of the Lord touch him. And he went home. And he cut his cast off.
Yeah.
And it was completely healed. He shouted all over the place the next service. Now, I'll tell you this. I was there when he testified to it.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Tommy, they had a big tall altar, and he put it into action. He was testifying real good, Brother Jason. Amen. He thought he was going to jump that altar. Inside, he jumped it, but he fell on the floor. I thought, yep, the Lord definitely healed him, or he'd have been in a lot of pain. He lay there for a second. He got up and run around. Well, there's people talking, you know, and saying, well, I think his name was Nathan. I said, Brother Nathan, I know the devil's attacking you right now because you was giving this great testimony and all this, and he's probably saying you won't run again. And this brother's like, I just run and show the devil I'm going to run again. And he sat there for a second. So the man took off running. I was trying to get him to run. Then he took off running. I thought, yeah, he's not wobbling or anything. The Lord definitely healed his foot. Praise God. Oh my, God will do it, won't he?
Yes, Lord.
He'll touch you.
Yeah.
He'll touch you.
Amen.
I would that somebody tonight,
yes,
God would visit in this house.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus right now, God.
Jesus.
Lord, you see this congregation. Lord. You see the faith.
Lord.
You see the battles. And you see, Lord,
thank you, my
oh God,
in the name of
who God needs help and who needs touch? Lord,
glory, glory.
Just to touch your hand is all it takes.
Yes, God.
And Lord, we'll just praise you for it and thank you in Jesus' name. As I come and get a song, amen. If you're backslid, won't you come to the altar and let him touch you? If you're cold and indifferent, won't you let the Lord touch you? He can do it.
Right.
Draw him out of God and he'll draw him out of you. And I truly believe today, tonight, that God will touch us again. I've been touched once, twice, three times. Have you been healed the same thing? Yes.
He'll touch you again.
Yes, I have. Multiple times. I had a dream one time that the Lord had healed me. I told the church, I said, had a dream. I said, Lord, heal me. They prayed for me. I never felt nothing. I went home in the same pain I was in, Brother Jason. But the next day, I was a little bit better.
Yes, God.
And Tuesday, I was a little bit better. And Wednesday, I was better. God completely healed me.
Thank God.
Took it all away.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Healed it all. He'll do it.
Yes,
He'll do it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand.
Oh.
Let's stand. Lift a hand to heaven.
God,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us earnestly commit our faith that we shall be delivered unto the saints.
Bless you, God.
Lord, in Jesus.
Oh,
bind every foul spirit of hell.
Jesus.
Every tormenting devil in Jesus' name. We take authority. Every spirit of doubt and unbelief and fear in Jesus' name. We take authority over.
Yes.
God, we praise you. And thank you for your wonder, working power.
Jesus.
Jesus. Amen. Anybody like to pray tonight?
Yes, Lord. Blessed be the Lamb.
not.